Brendan Joyce is the artistic director and leader of Camerata Queensland's Chamber Orchestra. They regularly perform at festivals, collaborations, regional tours, live-to-air national broadcasts, recording and fundraising activities. Good morning, Brendan.
Hi, Debbie. Hello, listeners.
Brendan, your next performance will be Napa William Cooper. Can you tell us a little about Uncle William Cooper?
Yes, Debbie. Napa William Cooper, Uncle William Cooper, was an Aboriginal man living in 1938. He was basically opening the newspaper, and it was the 20th anniversary of the death of his son, who had perished in World War One. And he sort of, part of him hoped that he would see something about his son's death memorialised in the paper. But much to his horror, what he actually saw was the events of Kristallnacht in Nazi Germany, which is Night of Glass, basically when the Nazis trashed all the shops, set everything on fire, you know, captured people, presumably killed people as well. So he was mortified by reading about this, and he actually ended up leading the Australian Aboriginals League through the streets of Melbourne in what was the only non-Jewish protest worldwide against those events. He's sort of an amazing person in that here he was protesting for the rights of people, you know, half a globe away, while living in a country where his own, you know, his own rights weren't really acknowledged or accepted as yet.
What an amazing man.
He really was. And also, I suppose it's such a story of empathy. It wasn't even so much about rights as just feeling, he was feeling the horror of what those people were feeling in their families through the lens of his own loss of his young son.
Gosh.
Yeah.
You attended the world premiere of this work in Adelaide and were deeply moved by the performance. What specific elements had such a profound effect on you?
Look, I think my strongest memory about it is getting to the end of the piece. The entire audience was sort of teary and crying, and the woman next to me was literally sobbing. I actually almost felt embarrassed because I've never sort of experienced that before. But I think it's just that the songs that Nigel Westlake and Lior have created, and Lou Bennett, just have really kind of hit you right in the heart. And the very last one of those talks about, you know, when I reach the end of my life, I hope that I've done wonderful things and made a difference in the world. So it was just actually really quite emotional. It was a really emotional experience. And Nigel's music and the mix of that with Lior's absolutely strikingly beautiful voice, and Lou Bennett singing in language, the Yorta Yorta language, it was just very touching, incredibly moving.
Yeah, this is such an important message. So we'll just take a quick song break, Brendan, then we'll be back with more straight after that. We're back with Brendan Joyce, who's the artistic director and leader of Camerata Queensland's Chamber Orchestra. Brendan, I'd love you to share a bit more about the creative journey of collaborating with Nigel Westlake and Lou Bennett on Napa William Cooper. What was it like bringing this powerful story to life through your music?
I guess it started really with our performance of a work that those guys wrote a couple of years ago called Compassion, that draws texts from the Jewish and Islamic and other traditions together in the one work, and kind of shows that, you know, they're often really heading for the same thing, even though so often they seem like they're opposing forces. And they really tried to show that it was about empathy and about compassion. And we just had such a beautiful experience putting that together. It felt like it really moved the audience at the time. We had incredible feedback from everybody, some of the most emotional and heartfelt feedback we've ever had. So when Lior contacted me to say they were writing a new piece, I was there like, yep, we're doing it. Well, I went to see it in Adelaide. So,
and that's wonderful. I understand the performance of Napa William Cooper with Camerata will be completely unconducted. Can you tell us a bit about what that unique experience is like and how it influences the interpretation and energy of the piece?
Sure. I think the beautiful thing about an unconducted orchestra is that it's a true collaboration. There isn't really one leader. I am the leader, but I like to think of myself as a first among equals, or a small L leadership, if you like, because I rely on the input of my colleagues, and their ideas are wonderful. And it just feels like you're really building something together. You have a lovely connection with your guest artists because you're communicating directly with them. So everything about it is just a beautiful experience, albeit with a few chaotic moments and, feisty moments when you're arguing over different ideas. But the process is truly wonderful. I'm really privileged.
Oh, that's great. Brendan, when and where can we enjoy this unique and amazing performance?
We'll be at Queensland Performing Arts Centre in the Concert Hall as part of Brisbane Festival, and that'll be on Saturday, September 7, 7:30 p.m. start. And we'll also be performing it in Toowoomba at the Empire Theatre Complex in the Armitage Theatre there on Thursday the 12th, as we always do with our concerts. We do them in Toowoomba as well. So, hope to see everybody there.
Well, this is going to be such a powerful performance, not only from an orchestral aspect, but the story of the only non-Jewish protest in the world against Kristallnacht and the fact that it was led by Aboriginal activists. What a story. It is also very timely when we are experiencing a rise in anti-Semitism against the backdrop of current world events. Brendan Joyce, Artistic Director and Leader of Camerata, thank you for joining 101.5 FM, keeping our community connected. If you'd like to hear this interview again, go to the 101.5fm.com.au website and click on podcasts.